He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Friday, May 22nd. And well, yes, the Texans are really on holiday now. They're taking off for the Memorial Day weekend. But Texans owner Bob McNair is always working. And in fact, this week, he was at the owners' meetings in Florida. And at these meetings, the big topic of discussion is, will the NFL extend its season? Now, Mr. McNair expanded upon this with the media, and he also talked about the situation with the players' union and how contract negotiations are going. Here's Texans owner Bob McNair talking to the media about what went down at the owners' meetings this week.
You were just at the meetings, and can you talk about, first off, just the talk still of possibly extending the season, and when, you know, just is it going to take place this year still?
Well, we're still discussing it. And I think the feeling is that that the preseason, one or two of the preseason games can be, you know, converted to regular season games, and that fans will probably be happy with that. And I think that most of the players and owners would be happy with it too. But there's still a lot of details to be worked out. But, you know, international play enters into it. If you extend the season, then it's easier to play international games. It's easier to play a game on a neutral site if that is an opportunity. So we're going to look at it real closely, but no decision has been made yet.
What do you think on the possibilities of expanding the roster? Is it still going to stay at the 80?
Well, the first thing they're doing is looking at the injury reports to see if there's any difference in injuries, say, in the playoffs as opposed to regular season. And so far, the indications are surprisingly showing that there are fewer injuries in the playoffs for teams that go into the playoffs. So, you know, you have to look at that and try to determine what's the reason for that. But the welfare of the players is of the greatest concern. We don't want to do anything to harm the players. And so we'll look at the question of injuries. Are there more injuries by virtue of playing more games? Do we need to look? We are looking. We'll look at the rosters and see if you need to address that, if you need to make any changes. Do you need to do anything with injured reserve? And do you need to do anything with the bye weeks?
Injured reserve, what would you like to see done there? What are the possibilities?
Well, the possibilities would be if you allowed players to maybe come back from injured reserve, you know, if they go on injured reserve instead of being out for the year. Maybe they're out for X number of games, but just a way to be able to carry a few more players and have more flexibility. That would be the only reason.
Are your expectations higher than?
Yes, I think we're a better team, and I'm looking forward to the season. I think we have more speed and more athleticism, and you know, our younger players are a year older, and so I certainly feel good about it and feel like this is going to be a big year for us.
Have you had a chance to get acquainted with some of the rookies?
I have visited with them. I haven't visited with all of them, but I have had a chance to visit with several of them, and it's really a good group. I like them, and I think we got three that were captains of the college team, and most of them got where they are through hard work. You know, it wasn't just natural ability, and I think that's good to have that work ethic, and they certainly have it.
Where do you think the NFL is right now? I mean, is this a transition period for them, especially with the economy and then with the players, you know, the union and everything?
Well, it is difficult because we have a soft economy at the same time that we still have a need to build more stadiums, and these stadiums, you know, they're all over $1 billion now, and it just takes a terrific amount of capital in order to keep the league moving in the direction that that we're going, and so it's a real challenge. You know, it's a challenge for our fans and a challenge for our sponsors, and we have to be cognizant of that at all times.
As an owner, what do you want to see happen? I mean, that would make it, you know.
Well, I'd love to see a booming economy and us win the Super Bowl, and there wouldn't be any problems.
I don't know if they asked a specific question, but as far as the goings-on behind the scenes, generally about the new labor contract and all that, where are you on that right now? What's that?
Well, the management council working with the commissioner is dealing with that, and I think that they've said that the first negotiating session is the 1st of June. So we'll start getting into that, and you know, we'll start laying out, you know, what changes we think need to be made, and start the negotiating process.
Is there any of that stuff you can discuss generally right now, or do you have to stay away from?
No, at this point, the commissioner is speaking for the league, and so we defer to him on that.
What is your level of optimism? Can you even discuss that about getting something done?
Well, I know I know in talking with players and in talking with D. Smith, and you know, everybody is, and certainly the owners want to see something resolved. And so we're all optimistic that that will happen, and we're certainly going to work hard to try to make that happen.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time.